Welcome to the Midweek Minisode. This is an unscripted look at what I'm loving this week, what I'm thinking about this week, what we're trying in our home, and any other quick tips, encouragement, or useful information that I can pass on to you to get you through this week a little bit better. This may or may not have anything to do with hearing loss. You will hear things about health and wellness, personal growth, spiritual growth, parenting, and everything in between. It's kind of like a bag of Chex Mix. You never know what you're going to get with this midweek minisode. I hold to the principle that variety is the spice of life for these episodes. If this sounds fun to you, then let's chat, new friend. Hey guys, welcome to our very first midweek minisode. I'm really excited to start bringing this to you because I think it's going to be so fun. So this is basically everything that does not fit into a regular podcast episode. You know, these are things that maybe only take a minute or two, are kind of quick grab and go tips and tricks, things that I'm learning, encouragement and support that I can give you that doesn't really warrant a full like 20 minute, you know, podcast episode, but that are still on my heart to share with you. And I think could still really benefit you and or are fun. So like the intro said, this could have to do with hearing loss or this could not have to do with hearing loss. This is kind of a mixed bag episode in the middle of the week, just for fun and, you know, totally unscripted too. So I don't know if you guys know anything about podcasting, but usually you like create a little bit of an outline just to make sure you're staying on topic, not going down rabbit holes, that, you know, you're teaching what you want to teach in, you know, a way that makes sense. This midweek episode is not like that at all. This is literally unscripted. I just come to you with an idea of what I want to talk about, and then I start talking about it over just like off the top of my head. So this is truly, truly me just sitting down talking to you. The other ones are me too, but me just like a little bit more planned and prepared, like I'm giving a class. This is me just sitting down, like if we're sitting down at coffee or something. So today, what I wanted to talk to you about is a question that I wanted to ask you. And my question would be, would you ask God to heal hearing loss? So this was, our church is currently going over the book of Matthew, which we've been doing like for the last year. I'm actually trying to find it now. Let's see. I'm looking at the scripture for you. And so we were going through the book of Matthew, and we got to a part where Jesus heals a man who is deaf. I can't find the exact scripture for you right now, but it's in the book of Matthew. And I actually cannot remember the full focus of the sermon that day. This was a couple of weeks ago that we had this sermon on Matthew, and the point of the sermon was not the hearing loss, but of course, me being me, that was the only part I stopped at. Like, as soon as we got to the hearing loss part of, you know, the verse in the book of Matthew, I quit listening to anything else on the sermon because I thought this question came into my head. Because, you know, in the book of Matthew, in this verse, the family was, you know, really desperate, really wanted Jesus to heal the hearing of their family member. And it's really interesting because in those times, and, you know, a lot of times, even in present time, hearing loss was considered a problem. You know, you were considered to be not blessed or something bad happened to you if you had hearing loss or any other type of disability or anything. So naturally, in the minds of the people at the time, of course that they wanted the hearing loss to be cured, because really society in those times, like in Bible times in Israel, you know, we could say was not set up to support anybody with a disability. You know, family members had to work extra hard. There was no support like we have now. And life was just in general harder, you know, and so having a disability really put you, like, was a problem for you as far as living out, like, your life at that time. So, of course, they wanted it healed. And it was interesting because my pastor, who I'm good friends with, our family's good friends with, so this is nothing against him, if you're listening, just some thoughts that I had while I was listening to him preach. And he, said, of course, the man, the family took the man to be healed because, anyone would want someone to be healed as a family member. And I really thought about that because I really thought about if Jesus was standing right in front of me, would I ask him to heal my boy's hearing loss? And that is a really complicated question. That is not an easy question to answer. And so I wanted to start with just my personal thoughts of I would have answered this question differently 8 years ago when I had my first child with hearing loss than I would answer that question now with that child being 8 years old and my other child with hearing loss being 5 years old right now. I was in two different stages of my life. I was in two different stages of my walk with the Lord at the same time. And, I believe I would have handled this very differently 8 years ago than I would handle it now. 8 years ago, when I had my child with hearing loss, this was my first child and he was born deaf. And it was a complete shock to us. The one thing that I always wanted was to have a family and to have kids. And nothing else was really that important in my life. And I, identified that this was a main importance for me. By the time I was definitely, I think in middle school, I just really liked kids. I knew that I always wanted a family. I didn't really have a number on how many kids. I thought two or three. Ended up with three. But I definitely knew that I wanted family. And honestly, I could never settle on a career or a job. I liked a lot of jobs. I liked a lot of careers. I would do, whatever job kind of for money. I've always been in the education field. I always liked education. I'm a former high school Spanish teacher. So that was fun for a while. But I never really identified, a job other than being a mother that I really wanted to do or that I really cared about doing. I didn't really feel called by any specific career. I felt like I could kind of do just about anything. I picked something that interested me, but having a job, and what type of job and what career I had was at the bottom of the list in importance for me. Having a family and growing a family was super important. So when I was pregnant with our first child, I was excited. This is, the moment that I had been waiting for my whole life up until that point, up until I was like 28, I think, when I was pregnant with my first one. So, up until then, I was, this is what I had been wanting. And right off the bat, we started having problems. Everybody was healthy, including my baby, but the baby was growing small. I had a very high risk pregnancy. I ended up having to induce him, which I didn't want to do because I was very into having like a natural birth at the time, which the Lord did give me. I actually did have him unmedicated despite being induced. That was nice. But yeah, so, I was finally pregnant. I was expecting my first child, and then all these things started going wrong, basically, which is not something that you plan for. When you think you're going to have a child, you think everything is going to go, regular and according to plan. And of course, this was my first child and my first pregnancy, so I didn't even really know what regular was. And so all that was going on, then I finally had the baby. He was small. We had to induce him at 37 weeks. He was 4 pounds. He was in the NICU. So we were already off to like an unconventional start. And really, honestly, I just wanted a conventional pregnancy. Like I wanted to have like a 7 pound baby at like 40 or 41 weeks. Like, I wanted the full term baby. And that's not what I got. And then on top of that, I found out that he had hearing loss. And I can tell you that I was devastated about it. And it was hard to accept. It was hard to understand what his life was going to be like. It was hard to understand how we were going to talk to him. I didn't know if I needed to learn sign language or not. And that, when you're a first-time parent having a new baby, your first baby, the thought of having to like learn to take care of a baby and learn sign language and teach that baby sign language, like overwhelming doesn't even begin to describe that feeling. And I can confidently say that at that moment, 8 years ago, if Jesus were standing in front of me, I would have begged him to heal my child. I would have, because I didn't understand hearing loss. We never had any hearing loss in my family up until this point. And I didn't understand how my child was going to have a full life or what his life was going to look like because I just didn't know. And all I wanted was to have a normal life and to have a normal life for my child. And so, yes, I mean, I can say confidently that I would have done 8 years ago what I think many people would think to do, and that is, I would have asked Jesus to heal him. Now, fast forward 8 years, and another child with a hearing loss, same hearing loss later, and a little baby girl, little girl who has regular hearing. Now I am much more mature in my walk with the Lord. I'm also much more understanding and educated about hearing loss, about, the possibilities for people with hearing loss. Both of my boys have cochlear implants. We are learning ASL for my middle child, but I no longer at this point feel the same way. And, that is just due to growth and, learning and growing over the years and being exposed to deaf adults and the deaf community and, learning and understanding, how deaf adults can navigate the world. And the truth is, they can navigate exceptionally well. So now, I also don't consider their hearing loss something that needs to be healed from them, which is a really big change in what I felt like 8 years ago when I had my first baby. I definitely at that point felt like this was something that needed to be healed. Now I feel like there's nothing wrong with them. So I don't feel like there's anything that needs to be healed because I believe that they are whole the way that they are. And they were born with a hearing loss, both of them. And so, the Lord knitted them together in my womb that way. He wanted them born that way. And there was a purpose and a plan in, my children being born with hearing loss, which I didn't see 8 years ago when I had my first child, right? Because sometimes when you're in it, it's hard to see what the Lord is doing. And then hindsight is 20/20. You can look back once you go through it and say, oh, that's, what he was doing. But at the time, it's really hard to see. But I think now, my beliefs have changed in that, I believe that my boys can do anything. I believe, that the Lord has a special purpose and plan for them. And I don't believe that they actually need to be healed from anything, that they were created, perfectly the way that they were created and that the Lord intentionally created them this way. And now I would say if Jesus were standing in front of me, I would ask him to heal my kids only if it was his will. But I would understand and accept if he had a greater purpose for my kids and healing them was not in the cards for them, but that he was going to use, their lives and their hearing loss for, the greater good. And I would accept that. And there, were definitely times, several of the apostles in the Bible had, it is not really described, but, malformations or disabilities or different things. And they actually asked to be healed. And Jesus told them no. That what they were going to go through, not being healed, was going to show the purpose better than if they were healed. And I don't know what stage of hearing loss you're at right now. You might be in the stage of hearing loss like I was 8 years ago at the beginning, that you have a different view, and that's totally fine. There's no right or wrong answer to this. It was just a really interesting question that I came up with and that I thought about and thought would be interesting to pose here. But what I really want to tell you is, regardless of, your beliefs or what you think, or if you would ask Jesus to heal your child from hearing loss or not, like I said, there's no right or wrong answer. There's no judgment either way. I'm just telling you my thoughts on my own situation. But what I can tell you is that your child was created with a purpose. And your child was intentionally created by the Lord and lovingly created by the Lord. And although hearing loss may have caught you by surprise, it may have shocked you. You may wish that it were different. All these feelings are normal. What I want to tell you is that the Lord has you wrapped around him, and the Lord has your children. And the Lord is going to use their hearing loss and their lives for a greater purpose. And it may be hard right now, and it might be hard to accept in the beginning, but your children were perfectly and wonderfully made the way that they were. They do not need healing. They are whole and they will live whole and beautiful lives. So that's what I wanted to tell you today. This was kind of a heavy podcast episode for being my first midweek minisode. They're not all going to be this heavy, by the way. Some of them, and not all this long. This was actually not really a minisode. This ended up being a regular episode, but not scripted. So, sometimes I just start talking. But yeah, I just thought it was a great question to start out the minisodes with. But hang in there with me because some of them are going to be a lot more fun, a little bit more light. But I hope that this was encouraging you today. And I want to tell you that I have a newsletter that goes out 2 times a week. And on Mondays, I send out to my email list the RDK Raising Deaf Kids weekly quick tips. It's kind of similar to the minisode. I promise the tips are actually like quick in the email, not like this minisode, which turned into a regular episode. But if you end up liking these minisodes, you like hearing about some things that are a little bit different from hearing loss. They're still in the vein of parenthood, motherhood, health and wellness, spiritual growth, personal growth, all those fun things, whatever I come up with on my head, whatever tips and tricks that are working for me that I think will work for you too, then go ahead and get on that email list because you'll get my quick tips directly to your inbox. And like I said, some of them have to do with hearing loss, some of them have to do with random things, but they're all things that will help you get you through your week. So to get on the newsletter and subscribe to that so that you can get my weekly RDK quick tips, you can go to elainejacobs.myflowdesk.com/raisingdeafkids. And that link will be in the show notes for you. Thanks for hanging in with my midweek minisode. I hope it was encouraging. I hope you have a good rest of your week. We have a really great episode coming up on Thursday. You'll definitely want to catch that. And I will see you next Wednesday for what I promise will be an actual mini episode. All right, have a good rest of your week.